Welcome to the AMD Tech Talk podcast. We are a bunch of friends who meet from time to time to have sizzling conversations about tech and world innovation. If you like what we do, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AMD Tech Talk. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Google Podcasts. Catch ya.
Another week, another podcast. Welcome to the AFD Tech Talk podcast. My name is Kwame Naatha, your host, and I'm joined by Stello.
Yes.
All right. So I think a couple of weeks ago, Apple had yet another event called Unleashed. And they had quite a couple of announcements, hardware announcements that we were all looking forward to. I think time has passed between that event. We started seeing some YouTube reviews cropping up. We've had various discussions. We've had the chance to sleep on some of our initial impressions and opinions and rethink some of them. And so we are here just to basically, round it up, just to tell you what we think about it, whether you should grab some of these items, who they are probably most suited for, and what's going to come in the future.
Spoiler alert, they're expensive, so no.
iPhone.
Yeah, so let's just start with the very first thing that was announced. I think we had all been waiting for it for some time. The new AirPods, the third generation AirPods.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know what the new AirPods like signify?
Tell me.
It means there's going to be a new wave of fake AirPods.
Yeah. I don't know how the wave of fake AirPods, keeps blowing, but they seem to get almost everything right, including the U1 chip integration, which basically shows up in that white background thing when you open a U1 chip compatible device close to an iPhone or an Apple device. I don't know how they're able to do it, whether they get their schematics from their factories in China, which are manufacturing the original AirPods. They're all manufacturing
Asia. So they could get these blueprints and then clone the original device, and it passes up for it easy.
Yeah. So I mean, these third generation AirPods are basically a hybrid between the original AirPods and then the AirPods Pro. So the original AirPods had a long stem, didn't have any ear tips. The AirPods Pro have a short stem and then have ear tips. The AirPods 3 have a short stem and then have no ear tips. So I think people like me who don't really like the ear tips on the AirPods Pro, even though they afford, the noise cancelling capability, can opt for the AirPods 3. There's spatial audio support. There's also the force sensor for controlling music and calls. And then Apple also mentions that there's improved sweat and water resistance. So if you need it for your morning, jogs and your gym workouts, you should be plenty fine using this. And then another thing that they also mentioned is that it's going to last 6 hours.
On a single charge,
because of course there's no active noise cancellation, and therefore it's going to last a whole hour more than the AirPods Pro.
Is that supposed to be impressive?
For me, not really, because I use the PowerBeats Pro and it lasts 9 hours on a single charge. But of course, that's a very big device with, ear hooks and all of that. But going from that to the AirPods Pro is going to be a very significant, shock, because 9 hours and 4.5 hours, if you are using active noise cancellation, that's a bit strange. Also, I think some of the AirPods Pro models have this funny rattling sound when you are listening to music that is bass heavy, and your active noise cancellation is turned on. So the solution is to just turn it off, and then you'd be fine with that. I don't know whether the AirPods 3 is going to have that same issue, but because there's no active noise cancellation on it, I doubt it is going to have it. But of course, if it's raining or if it's quite loud and you want to dumb down the surroundings, you are not going to get it with the AirPods 3.
Okay, so improved sweat, water resistance,
yeah,
improved battery life,
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. How much is all this going to cost you?
Apple is selling it for $179, which I think is $50 more than the AirPods 2, and then I think $50 less than the AirPods 2 or so. Sorry, the AirPods Pro, if I'm not mistaken. I would need to check the price of that. I don't know how much it is going to be in the Ghana market, but we will just live to see.
Who needs this?
Exactly. That's the next thing I was going to come to. So if you have the AirPods Pro, you probably don't need this because there's no active noise cancellation, and honestly that 1 hour, you know, time difference in the charge time, you can just plug it back in, you can just put it back in your case, and then you can get some reasonable and then decent time. So that 1 hour time isn't something strong enough for you to upgrade if you are coming from the AirPods Pro. If you have the AirPods 2 and you probably haven't used it for long enough, you know, maybe you've had it for just about 3 or 4 months, I don't think you should upgrade, you know. But maybe if you've been using yours for a long time and the battery, you know, is naturally degrading and you are looking to buy a replacement, or you are looking to jump to the Pro, you can just, you know, land here, save some money, you know, and get basically the best of both worlds, like I was saying, best of the AirPods and okay. then the AirPods Pro.
Does Apple offer any trading programs for their AirPods?
I am yet to see something like that, but so far what I have seen is for the
iPhones and the Macs,
and then for the Macs too. Yeah. Anyway, so moving on from the AirPods, let's move to the new Apple Music voice plan. So this an announcement particularly confused me for a very long time, because I was like, who exactly is this for? So basically this is how the voice plan works. You see how you can just take your phone and then open Apple Music and start playing music that you want, and, you know, skipping and all of those kind of stuff. With the Apple voice plan, you don't have the interface, so to speak, but you can use Siri to play music, to pause music, to fast forward music, so on and so forth. And you are paying, you know, $5 less than that.
I know some company which has been doing that too with their smart devices. Is it Google or something like that?
I mean, it's already existing for the normal, you know, 9.99 subscription, but in addition to the voice command and control, you can also use the interface. But for the voice control, you only use voice control and you don't have the interface. So it's not something that is coming. I can just tell my HomePod right now. Wow. to play music.
I'm amazed.
So yeah, I don't know who exactly that category is for, because even if you are going on a workout and you don't want to use your phone, if you have an Apple Watch, you can sync your AirPods or your Beats or whatever headset you are using to your watch, and then, you know, stopping for 5 seconds to just control the watch doesn't really mean much. And I don't know whether you want to take away the ability to interface with the app for $5 savings a month. But of course, the market is going to decide. Apple knows who they are doing this for.
They spent money on R&D. They need to cash out.
Yeah, and we will see how, you know, the uptake of that particular one is.
Remember in one of our early podcasts, we talked about how Apple is gradually becoming a services and subscription company. So we have seen many of these service models or plans pop up as part of their money-making efforts. Obviously, every company
is making money,
aspires to make money from its products. So they're not just looking at the sales, but they're also looking at making money off subscription, like getting their customers to still cough up some money for them on monthly basis. And this idea of a voice music, what do you call it?
It's called the voice plan. But
the voice plan.
But think about it this way: Spotify has a free service, right, where you basically listen to music, but you are given ads, you know, and you can't skip a certain number of times, and your albums are always going to play on shuffle. Apple doesn't have something like that. The first is the 9.99 for the developed countries, right?
Okay.
And so it could be that this is where Apple is basically just trying to, you know, get people who are still thinking about having a subscription, but 9.99 is way too much for them. And then the Spotify adverts are also way too annoying for them.
But what about quote unquote the undeveloped countries, which are paying for
Ghana, I think Ghana is paying $4.99. I've seen some are even paying $2.99 and so on.
Yeah,
I don't know how much the voice plan is going to cost in these countries, and I don't even know if the voice plans are going to be available in these countries, because I mean, we are all using the same hardware and the same software and all of that, but based on geolocation, there are some features which are available and others not. So I guess we'll just give it some time to see how it is going to shape up. And as usual, we'll come back with an update for our listeners. All right, now the most exciting announcement. No, let me move on to the new HomePod before I move to the highlight of the Unleashed event. Apple is continuing the colorization of their devices. And so the HomePod minis, which used to be in just white and black, now have three additional colors, like a deep blue, like an orange, and then I think and then I think a yellow color. So, you know, it can fit in more places in your house and you can have some whole color matching scheme going on if you have it. They did not announce any significant changes to the hardware, but so just the just color colorization. Of the mesh. Yes. And it's going for the same price. So yeah, I think I may get the orange one for my living room.
Just these guys are smoking. Just what about spice? What about Willy Wonka something, smoking?
Something. Oh no, but think about it this way. D brand and on Amazon, there are so many accessories and like third party options to add some color or add some spice, so to speak, to these accessories. So if you are getting it from the first party, where, you know, Apple so-called quality assurance and quality control has been happening, like you mentioned a few sentences ago, the company is here to make profit. So whatever they can do to make the most profit, they can do it. So I think these ones are very nice. The iMacs also have, you know, similar colors. So, you know, if you have the orange iMac, you may have two HomePod mini side and side, just to give you that stereo feel and all of those things. But yeah, that's not, you know, like very exciting. It's just different colors.
Just aesthetics.
Different colors. All right, now to the main announcement of the day, the new MacBook Pro.
It's a notebook Pro.
So, I think we started seeing rumors of this, you know, 6 months, 7 months before they finally launched. And then, of course, after Apple updated the 15-inch MacBook Pro to 16 inches without a corresponding increase from the 13-inch to 14-inch, we knew this day was going to come. So, yeah, first of all, the new MacBooks have a bigger screen, you know, and then also I think Apple has reduced the bezels to, I think, 3.5 millimeters, you know, both on the sides and sides, and then I think top and bottom. But as a result of that drastic change in bezels, there's a notch for where the FaceTime camera sits, even though there's no Face ID and there are no Face ID sensors. So that's the change that has happened. Looking at some videos on YouTube, you realize that users are actually going to gain screen estate by what Apple has done, because where the notch is sitting.
I was about to ask you what specs they had to cut in order to make the notch happen.
Yeah, so they actually didn't cut anything down. They rather increased the screen to body ratio, and then they also decreased the bezels. So, you know, at the top of the MacBook where the notch is sitting, you are going to have the, you know, like status bar icons, you know, battery percentage, Wi-Fi connectivity, so on and so forth, and then other information about the window that you have opened. But if you are watching multimedia, it doesn't touch part of the notch. And also because of the size gain, if you compare the non-notched 13-inch MacBook Pro to the notched 14.2-inch MacBook Pro, there's a bigger screen display for you to use on the 14-inch MacBook Pro. So I think it just looks weird, but it's very functional, and it actually adds more screen estate, more screen real estate to the.
What is the notch? Are there any the sensors?
Like, so for now, what I've seen is just the improved FaceTime camera for video calls. And
just that.
Yeah. For now, I don't think there's any ambient sensors over there. There's no IR blaster or anything. For now, I think it is just the FaceTime camera. So now that's how it looks. Also, Apple has decided to bring back MagSafe, you know, which many hardcore MacBook users love. And the touch bar is gone. RIP touch bar. The touch bar is gone now.
RIP touch bar, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So touch bar is gone. MagSafe is back. And then there are also more ports. So there's an SD card slot and an HDMI, you know, port for users to be able to benefit from. I honestly don't even understand why Apple decided to, in the name of keeping things, you know, slim, take away these very useful notches and just kept, you know, USB Type C slots there for us to have to connect dongles, and it was a whole mess.
It was a whole lot, yeah.
So yeah,
with you guys doing that, it's just like
with a little laugh. Bit of thickness and having all of these very important slots back, I think it's amazing. It's amazing. And then also similar to the iPad Pros and then the iPhone 13 Pros, there is ProMotion 120 Hz support for smoother scrolling on the MacBooks. And then there's also been a significant improvement in the audio fidelity. And this is amazing because comparing the MacBook Pro to my Dell XPS, the sound coming from my Dell XPS is just sad. It's like a dirge. So if something as amazing as the MacBook Pro speakers have been improved, then boy, I just want to hear it in real life.
In real life, to see how good it sounds.
To see. Now, M1. There have been significant improvements to the M1. So I think the rumors were pointing to it being called M1X, you know, as the next gen iteration to the famous M1. But Apple came out with not one, but two new M1 chips. There's the M1 Pro.
Two new M1 chips.
And then there's the M1 Max. And Apple is saying that the M1 Pro CPU is up to 70%
faster
than the original M1, which was insane, by the way. And so I just can't even imagine how fast that's going to be. So the M1 Pro can take up to 32 gig of unified memory and 200 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth.
That's and a 4GB display of power.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And then
no
the M1
device
Max
should have all that power.
And then the M1 Max bumps the unified display to 64 gig. And then the Max can support up to 32 cores. Now, what makes all of this very exciting is that even after delivering all of this power and performance, Apple is still able to deliver it efficiently. And so the battery performance isn't going to be, you know, touched by this crazy, crazy, crazy performance.
At all.
Yes, according to the graphs that Apple showed. But of course, those graphs, you know, I think for the first time, Apple even tried labeling the axis for us to see which device they were actually comparing it to. Because normally they'll say it's 20% better than the industry standard. Like what does that even mean? But yeah, I think with time, we are going to be able to see, you know, how it's going to go. Now,
you know how I said in the previous podcast that Google might have had access to alien technology. I think this is the alien technology.
Yeah. So now the question is, okay, who is this MacBook for? Should you buy this MacBook if you are, you know, using the M1 or if you are using the 2015 MacBook Pro? My answer is not straightforward. So here's what I think. If you are going to be using the MacBook like many of us do, you know, few Netflix, you know, here and there, few Google Docs, Twitter, videos, no, you don't need this. This is too expensive for you. It's really expensive. I'm going to go to the price. It's too expensive and there's too much power. Like, you don't need it for anything, you know?
Have you ever seen the movie Iron Sky?
No, I have not.
Where after World War II, some Nazis like fled to the moon and were building a moon base to visit this faction on the earth called Götterdämmerung, which is like Ragnarok in German. So I remember when they built a giant spaceship and then they needed a way to, and a powerful computer to operate it. And then the ones they built weren't good enough. And then the protagonists sneaked on the moon base and one of them had an iPhone or an iPod or so. And then moon Nazis managed to
I think I've watched it before. Yeah,
they managed to get this device. And then they were in so much awe because they realized that this iPhone or iPod was much more powerful than any device they ever had. the current iPhones are powerful than are more powerful than the computers which sent Neil Armstrong to the moon.
I'll do you one better. The iPhones of 2010 were much more powerful
than the computers.
Than those, yeah, CPU yeah, which, and yeah, onboard processors.
Which, and I've always maintained this. I've also maintained this view that a lot of people, especially what I tend to notice, and especially in Ghana here, is people are buying iPhones only to turn themselves into puppies on Snapchat. Like,
I don't know whether that filter is still there, but yeah, that filter was so popular.
It was so popular and was so it was so annoying. It's like, well, so is that what you buy an iPhone for? This thing has whatever a bionic chip and blah blah blah.
At the end of the day, you realize that people buy devices for different things, you know.
Okay.
Maybe I want the new iPhone not for the processor power and so on, but because it has a bigger battery, and because I go on field trips often, I don't need to carry a power bank. I can just carry my iPhone. And
it's because you like big things.
I mean, that could be the reason too. Mm. Or maybe I need it because I'm trying to start a YouTube channel and I can't afford a camera, right? So I'm going to use my iPhone camera, which is amazing, by the way. I think MKBHD shot the Rivian review solely on the iPhone 13 Pro and it's YouTube quality. So maybe yes, that's what I want. So it may have a myriad of features and amazing capabilities, but I only need it for X, Y, and Z. And once I buy it and I'm using it for X, Y, and Z, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine, you know.
Well, we shouldn't be able to police people on
exactly,
what they use
their money,
you know. So go ahead, hopefully, if you can afford this.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Mm.
But I, like I'm saying, I feel like if you are just using it for the usual, you know, movies and light use, the M1 is plenty fine. You can use the M1 for 5 years and I don't think there'll be any issues.
I think if I had the resources, I would actually go for the M1, what's the name?
The M1 Pro?
M1 Pro, yes.
Yeah.
I actually go for the M1 Pro. So
yeah, because you are a musician, so you would need to be, you know, editing.
Not even just that. Mm-hmm. So I frequently work with, on the videos I usually post-produce, I work with DaVinci Resolve, which is a software made by Blackmagic Design. Anyone who is in the videography space is not new to Blackmagic Design. They're like their titans in that arena. And their software, DaVinci. DaVinci is Hollywood's most favorite color grading software. And because of the advances with the new M1, they issued an update to the updated from 17.8 to 17.4. Now the new DaVinci 17.4 update has been optimized to run up to 5 times faster on the M1 chips from Apple. So here is technology working like hand in hand, different companies. Yeah. It's just going to benefit so many companies across board.
Yeah. So
not just consumer level, like
So I think these are actually meant for the pros, right? So if you need to be editing things on the go while you are on a flight or while you are, you know, like just at home chilling, as opposed to going to your workplace with like a proper setup,
proper workstation,
and all of that. So I think they would find a lot of value in there. So developers, you know, movie developers, game developers, so on and so forth, they are going to find a lot of value with a portable machine, because that's a lot of power for a machine you can just like put in your backpack and then walk around with. So they are going to find a lot of use for, but for us, I don't think there'll be any significant difference.
No, we are just opening the podcast and stuff.
So that's going to be.
So we are cool with Kamiya's Dell XPS.
that's going to be fine.
Alright, so, anything else?
I think basically this is it. I'm excited about Apple making a quantum leap when it comes
again,
to
Avengerizing everything. We slap quantum in front of.
When it comes to the MacBooks, I just can't wait to see what the Mac Pros are going to have. I don't know whether the chips in the Mac Pros are going to be called, you know, M1 Pro Max, but well, we are going to let's see. I mean, there's M1 Pro, there's M1 Max, Pro Max. Yeah, so let's just see what those ones are going to have, because those ones are made with professionals in mind. And even when we were doing 8 cores and, you know, 16 cores, they were already doing 32 cores and 64 cores. So right now, I'm just waiting to see the insane, you know, stats that we are going to get from there. So yeah, basically this is what Apple announced. I think the excitement here was way more than the excitement from the iPhone 13 announcement, which we didn't even bother to cover.
But I think it's everywhere now.
Yeah,
Apple has come out with new energy.
This is big apple energy. Yes, big apple.
I'll call this apple juice.
This is amazing. So I think that is pretty much it from the Unleashed event. Let's know which devices you are going to buy. Let's know your thoughts.
Let us know your mode of payment. Are you going to go with your liver, your kidney, or you're going to play Squid Game?
Yeah. And as usual, as time goes on, we will handle some of these devices ourselves, and we will have some in-house. So we will just feedback on what we think you should do and not do, or what we think you should get or not get. Until then,
see ya.
It's peace.